As we prepare our hearts to remember what Jesus did for us, I want to just draw your attention to and encourage your hearts in the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. I want to remind you of a guy in shows up in Acts chapter 8. Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Chapter 9. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. This is not a nice guy. This is a passionate guy, passionate about what he believed to be the truth. Most would probably say unreachable, beyond hope, an enemy. But not beyond the hope of the gospel. Not beyond the reach of God's power to overcome darkness with light, to break down barriers of hardened hearts to the good news. God, who opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble, He is able to humble the proud. And He knocked Paul off his high horse, got him on his face. And opened his blind eyes to who Jesus really is. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Even people like Saul. Saul shows up later in Jerusalem. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. We've got the apostles whom Jesus entrusted with the gospel that is the power of God for salvation to transform lives. And they see this guy and they say, yeah, but not him. We've heard about him. Couldn't be that the gospel is that powerful to reach him. Could it be? Friends, brothers and sisters, this is the life-transforming news that we have been given, that has opened our blind eyes. We need to look first at ourselves and say, well, I was blind, but now I see. So why do I doubt that another blind person, God can open their eyes and let them see? My heart was hard. Why am I surprised that someone else who is hardened would be broken by Jesus Christ and turn in repentance and faith? We have a mighty God who is able to save. Able to save the likes of me, the likes of you, the likes of those that you're thinking of right now that you think, well, no, no possible way. They're beyond the reach of the good news. O ye of little faith, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ crucified, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. God can bring someone to their knees. He is able. I invite the deacons to come. We're going to serve bread. Reminds us of Jesus' body broken. Juice that reminds us of His blood poured out. To pay my price, to pay your price, to set captives free. The good news, the life-transforming power of the gospel to transform sinners into saints. Give us new desires, a new heart, new passions, a new love, a new affection for Jesus. God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on a cross, to pay my price, to cancel my sin. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming in and giving me new life. Opening blind eyes, cracking open a hard heart, and showing me the light of the glory of the gospel in the face of Jesus, for turning me from darkness to light, causing me to trust in Jesus as my only hope. Spirit, thank you for awakening sinners, dead sinners, to new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us of the gospel that is the power of God for salvation. Amen. Holy Spirit, forgive us for our arrogance of thinking that we had something to do with our own salvation. And Jesus, thank you that your power is not limited. The good news can break down any wall. Thank you for setting us free from our own blindness, from our own darkness, from our own rebellion. Thank you. Salvation is a gift, freely given. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid to make us yours. We worship you and we remember His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink. Drink.